Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Hey, everyone. Good morning. Or it could be the afternoon or the middle of the morning or the middle of the night or I don't know, wherever you're listening from today, but I just want to give a big shout out to all of you who are listening from New Zealand, Australia, Malaysia, India, Saudi Arabia, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Nigeria, Germany, France, the U.S., Canada, Finland, Sweden, the U.K., Ireland, and I want to welcome to the nations that's listening, Argentina. Hello, Argentina. I was so excited when I got on this morning and saw that I have a new nation that is listening down in the south of America. And so praise the Lord again. Hello and greetings and blessings to all of you in Argentina that are listening this morning. And so just a big shout out to everyone. I'm in awe at all of you who are listening from all over the world. And so I want to acknowledge you and acknowledge the nation that you're listening from. And, you know, during this time of history that we're living in, it's quite a blessing. And I just pray today that not only those of you in all of the nations that I just named off, but all of you here in the United States of America, that you are blessed today. Well, it is so good to be back on. I haven't been on the air with my program for a month, almost a month. I think it's been 3 weeks, but again, it could be 4 weeks. My husband had major surgery on June the 17th, and he's doing well. He's got a long road of recovery, but we're believing that God could shorten that and help him along the way. And so thank y'all for your prayers, and I just am grateful, and he is so grateful for them as well. And so, again, it's just wonderful to be back on today. It's been so long. I have missed being on and hosting my radio program. And, you know, sometimes things just come up and things happen and we're not able to keep the schedule that we have had. But I'm grateful that God has blessed this radio program for 10 years now. I mean, I just can't believe 10 years every time I think about it. It's how I started off in 2010. I started off the decade with this program in the month of April, and God has just blessed it all these years. And even, you know, when I haven't been able to do the programs live, you can go in and listen to the archives, and you can go in and listen to the last program as well. And God has just blessed it, and I'm just so blessed and surprised and today and find out that not only are many nations still listening, there's 18 nations listening. Not only are there nations listening, but there is our new nation listening today, and that is once again Argentina. So in the midst of me not being able to do my program, God adds another nation. So see what he does. He's, You know, God is, he's just so faithful. I just can't, you know, emphasize the importance of trusting God in the midst of whatever we're going through. And today the program is going to only be 30 minutes. And so maybe next week or the next week we'll start back with the 60 minutes again. I'm in the midst of getting everything is almost ready for my new podcast that will be coming out on the CPN, which is the Charisma Podcast Network. And many of you may be familiar with Charisma Magazine and honored to be asked to host a program on their, or to host a podcast program on their network. And so, you know, God is, he is faithful. And like I said, we're right down to the last couple of things that I need to do to be able to get it going. And you'll be able to listen to it on iTunes and Google and Spotify and all the major media outlets like that. Of course, you'll have to go in and subscribe, and I will, you know, be giving you that information to, you know, where you need to do that. And also, it is really key, really important that that on the first podcast that I do, that I have as many listeners as possible. And again, I'll be giving you more detail about that. I don't want to spend much more time on that since this is a short program today. But it is really important because God has opened up that platform for me to be able to release the glory of God even on a greater dimension or greater level of having more people to reach. And so, and many of you who are listening, you help make that possible through your giving. And, you know, I've never taken an offering on this program. I've never asked for you to send any money in offerings in, but well, to God, for those of you who have moved in obedience to the quickening of the Lord. And I just want you to know that you will reap a harvest as well. And, you know, God just touches so many people, and it's just such an incredible blessing. So thank you for your giving. And if you do want to give, you can use the email address, dovemanrc at aol.com on your PayPal, or you can send in by way of check, which most people don't do that anymore. So anyway, let me move on from that, because I just want to encourage you today. I want to speak a word to you today that will hopefully cause you to rise up in the midst of where you are right now. You know, it's for me, and this may be true for some of you, here in the state of Texas, they have actually, here in this state, has made it mandatory for us to wear masks again out in the public. And they've cut back on the number of people. And, you know, we just, the number of people that can be in places, restaurants and things like that. And so we're just in this constant place of uncertainty, because we don't know in the natural what is going to happen, but we can know by the Spirit of God. And I believe that there still is just so much focus on what's going on, what's happening. Was this an act of terrorism? Did they really create the virus, which I've been told it's a bacteria, not a virus, and, you know, in China? And is George Soros, is he behind all of the riots that have been going on? Has he funded, along with other Democrats, funded the acts of rioting and destruction in different cities and towns? And just, you know, just all of this, it's just constantly out there everywhere you turn around. But we, as believers, yes, we have to recognize and we know that the enemy is certainly at work, and he's released so much fear and anxiety and depression and even suicidal thoughts. I heard a report the other day that suicide in so many different states is up. The number is high. And, you know, all kinds of emotions that are so toxic to us as believers, but also to those that are of the world, in this world, that they don't have the hope that you and I have as believers. And so, you know, we have to get back to our roots. We have to get back to that place of where we are indulging and getting the Word of God in us. You know, I constantly tell our congregation that, to stay in the Word of God. And sometimes it's hard, but, you know, you can spend so much time on Facebook and so much time on other social medias. And it's one thing if you're being encouraged by things that people are posting, but there's so many videos that people want you to watch, and there's so many videos that people are posting, and there's so many negative things that are being said. And when you don't balance out, you have to be so careful what you listen to, because, you know, when people speak, including ourselves, either life or death is going to come out of our mouth. And so we have to be sure that we're not listening to death, words of death all the time. And, you know, we want to press in more than ever to stay in the Word of God. And, you know, for myself personally, because of what I have been through this year, a very traumatic situation back in February, and I don't even think that I have shared that really yet on, you know, on this format, on the program here, but I did share a little bit with our congregation, and I will get to the place to where I'll be able to share about it, but because of what I went through that was so traumatic, it has caused physical issues in my body. And, you know, I hate that. I hate the devil, and I hate what he does and what he tries to set up for us. And so, you know, I've had to press through that, and I'm just being raw, really raw here and real, as they say. But I've had to press through that, as well as overseeing a congregation, overseeing my ministry. I've traveled a little bit here lately and am starting to travel again even more. And, of course, you know, some people say you shouldn't go, you need to stay, blah, 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 blah. It's just like this bombarding. Well, I love to read the Word of God, and when we read the Word of God, we need to read it out loud so that we can hear it. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But I did something last night that I haven't done in a long time, and there's different Bible apps. If you have a smartphone, iPhone, or whatever, you can get different Bible apps. And this particular Bible app that I have, you can go into the part and click onto the little icon that says read. And when you go in it and you hit the little, there's like two lines, vertical. Is that right? Vertical lines that go straight up and down. Is that vertical or horizontal? I don't know. I can't remember. Ugh. Anyway, the lines that go, and you can click on that. And a man with a very anointed voice, he reads the scripture. And so I listen to the scripture. And y'all, I haven't done that in so long, and I just could not get enough. It's like first I went into the Old Testament and listened to out of Proverbs, and then it's like, and then I went into the New Testament, and I didn't realize by the time I got through listening in the New Testament to the Word of God that I had read a whole book. every chapter. I was just going to listen to a couple of chapters, but it did something to me. It did something inside of me, and it caused me to be at peace. I don't know how much more to say that. There was just such a greater peace that I had. Just, man, it was just so healing. So I don't know who needed to just hear this right here, but maybe that's what you might try tonight when you lay down and you go to bed and, you know, listen to the word, or maybe during the daytime when you have a few moments of where you're not, you know, being bothered by anyone and you have a few quiet moments and you can listen to the word of God. And so the word of God, we know this, but we don't think about it. It's our very life and spirit. And I would rather the word of God to be manifesting in my life, and I would rather be hearing the word of God than seeing and hearing all of this other stuff, you know, that is going on. And so as we stay in the word of God, then we can be that strong house of prayer that Jesus said in his word that we are. And so some of you have probably heard me teach this and preach this. If you've listened to the program for any amount of time, or if you've been in any services where I've ministered, because I always like to share this, and that is that as you stay in the word of God, then when you pray, you're and you're flowing with the Holy Spirit, you're going to speak what the word says. God honors his word. And so many times we pray not according to his word. And so we want to pray according to the word of God. Now, God's word, they're life and spirit. You just have to encourage yourself with that every day. I've got to get life in me. I've got to get the spirit stronger in me. And so read the word. And you know what? When you stay in the word and you read the word, your discernment is going to be greater. We need to discern the time that we are in right now, not what the media is saying, because I don't want to be ugly or nothing, but, you know, the media lies about a lot of things, and a lot of things that are being shared is not even the truth. So we have to be strong in the spirit. We have to be discerning and not get caught up with all of these things that are not in alignment with the word of God, all of these things that the enemy is using to keep us focused on what is going on. We've got to get, as the body of Christ, we've got to get our eyes back on God. So you have to stay in the word of God, and you must become that house of prayer. And in and through the word of God and praying, you'll increase in a place of discernment. And you'll be able to know and tell right away. And you know what? Don't second guess times. We do discern by the Spirit, but we second guess ourselves, our spirit, and what we are hearing and what God is saying to us and speaking to us, because we start rationalizing. We start, you know, picking things apart in what we hear. And next thing we know, we've talked ourselves out of what the Spirit of God so many times comes so softly, and it's just this little, you know, we want it to always be like a drum roll and cymbals going off and this band, and but so many times it's this still quiet voice, you know, just like in the Word of God in the Old Testament, you know, there was the burning bush, there were different types of things and how God manifested himself, but then he came as a small, still whisper. And so if we're going to stay in the word, and if we're going to become that, or not become, but be that house of prayer and stay in that position, then what we're doing is we're changing positions from where we are, and we're giving ourselves access to that place in heaven, to that place in the spirit realm where we are seated with him, because the Bible says we are seated in the heavenly places with him. Don't sit down here in the earth. Don't sit down and allow yourself to eat at the table of the world. But we want to eat at the table that he has set for us in the presence of our enemy. And so this is still, and it's going to be like this for a while. You know, God is getting our attention. And I've shared this many times. So many of us have prayed for so long. You know, God, I want to hear your voice. I want to know what you're doing. And I want to rise up and be stronger and be that woman, be that man of valor. And, you know, walk in the courage that you tell me to. And I want to. And now he's given us this opportunity to move forward. He's given us this opportunity to arise and shine. And that's what Isaiah prophesied, arise and shine. And that word arise means to change position. Arise, come up out of where you have been and start moving in a direction where you are going to see the abundant life of Christ manifest, not only in your life, in your family's life, but wherever you go during this time, especially because the harvest is ripe, the harvest is ready. There are people out there that want to know the Lord. They've been seeking for an answer. And guess what? You and I have the answer. Jesus is the answer. He is the answer. He is the way. And even more people in the body of Christ that continue to reach out to me, whereas before it was just kind of sporadic. But I've found that, and so that makes it a lot busier for me. But you know, people are drawn like a magnet to the presence of God. Why? Because in his presence there's fullness of joy. In his presence, there's healing, there's peace, there's comfort, there's joy. There's you feel in his presence, you feel that embracing of his love, and people need that. It's not time for us to sit down and shut up and be quiet and not say anything or do anything like what we're being told to do and what the enemy has wanted to do, but it's time to bust through all of the negativity, the uncertainties. See, we don't need to focus on that because I've talked with believers that are, they're sinking. Just like, you know, when Peter stepped out, he stepped out in faith, but he looked all around him. He looked at the boisterous waves in the sea and he began to sink. And too many believers are looking at everything that is going on around them and they're sinking. Instead of getting stronger, they're getting weaker. And that's the plan of the enemy. So we've got to stay in the Word. We've got to be that house of prayer. You know, one person that I had written to just let them know that I've been praying for them. They've been in the circumstances, situation where the enemy just wants to add to the fear already that they've faced in their life. And this person messaged back and said, you know, thank you. And said, thank you. Your prayers are powerful. And I don't know why, but that just, it just kind of struck me. It just hit something in me. When they said that, your prayers are powerful. And I started thinking about, wow, we need to all hear that. And you need to know this, that your prayer is powerful. And God, he's moving right in the midst of where we are in all of this chaos, in the gross darkness that Isaiah prophesied about. The gross darkness that is covering the earth and even the people. God is in the midst of all of this. And guess what? His glory is going to be revealed. And men and women and children, kings and governors and mayors, they're going to come to the rising of the glory of God in your life. And so just know that this is, as I've said many times, this is our finest hour. This is the greatest moment in which we have ever been in our lifetime, and may be the greatest moment in our lifetime. But all of this stuff that's going on, it's not ended, but there is a beginning. There is a new beginning of what God is manifesting and releasing in the earth today. Many are going to come into the kingdom of God. Now, we're down to just a few minutes left, and I'm so sorry. I'm just going to take one caller today, area code 646. I'm going to come on and get you in just a minute. But, you know, I just want to encourage you. I've seen people that have been praying for their family members, and I've watched how some of those family members, how they have stepped out and messaged me and gotten a hold of me, and their family members that families have been praying for and crying out for their salvation. And you know, I want to say something so bad, but I can't because it's not mine to tell. But I'm seeing God answer the prayers of people for their family members, because God gave me a word that families, whole families, were going to come into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ in this year, and we would see that. And so I'm watching that happen. And so, you know, let's get on track. Excuse me. Let's get back on track. No matter what nation, country you live in that you're listening from today, the whole world, we're all going through this together. And so no matter where you are, this isn't just for those who are here in the USA, but this is for those all over. And while we have got to step up and pray for our president like never before, and that's a whole nother subject, a whole nother topic, but we're getting down to the wire here where we don't have very many months left. And you know, the enemy, he's stupid. All I can say is that God has already won this battle, and we are going to step into the victory of the battle that has already been won, and to save this nation. And I know that wherever you live, you know, God's going to save your nation as believers rise up and walk in godliness and become a righteous nation. So be encouraged today and stay in the Word of God. Listen to the Word of God. Find you a Bible app. I'm trying to think. Let me go. The Bible app that I use is Holy. Let's see. It's just called Holy Bible. And I think there's another one. It's called KJV, which is the King James Version Bible. There's just all different ones, but this one's just Holy Bible, called Bible, and it has a brown Bible on it. But it's wonderful. It has the home, then it has where you can read, and then it has plans, which are different things that you can read, you know, for whatever. Like if you want to read something about love, if you want to read a prayer devotional, if you want to read something about the secret of rest or rest or the baptism of the Holy Spirit, whatever, it's a great app, and I highly recommend it. But try listening to the Word of God. We like to listen to worship music. You know, we want to listen to worship music and praise, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the Word of God is what is our very life and spirit. And so I'm going to take this one caller here real quick, and then I'm going to pray for you. And then we're going to end the program because it's actually already ended. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air, Helena?
Yes. God bless you.
Hi, it is you.
Oh, thanks so much for the encouragement, which is so needed, you know, these days. And honestly, the audio Bible is wonderful. It's so great. And
yes, you're so welcome.
I just wanted to ask you to pray with me because, you know, lately I've been feeling, you know, kind of, I don't know, under the weather, on and off. One day I'm so energetic and strong, and then another I feel so, you know, drained. And I just can't figure out.
Yeah.
So I need
okay, Helena,
you know,
I'm going to pray with you. Absolutely. And I just want to share this because I know other people have experienced this as well, because I have too. And so there's this being good and then not good and just feeling kind of drained and like not having energy. And what I want to say is that for those who are intercessors and like yourself, treat intercessors, the battle that is going on in the spirit realm affects your body physically.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do is you can't, and I'm not just saying, Helena, you can't do this, but I'm saying that for everybody. You can't get locked into that thought of, you know, the pattern of thoughts that I'm getting sick. Oh my gosh, am I having symptoms of COVID, or am I getting sick here? And, you know, why do I feel like this? And this is one of the symptoms, and this is one of the symptoms. And because that's what the enemy wants us to do, is to come into agreement with what he has put out here. He wants us to come into agreement. And so sometimes, of course, and I know you know this, but sometimes when we are going through this and it's kind of an up and down thing and it's not a constant thing of every day, that's kind of the key to enemies trying to play in to get you to come into agreement. And, you know, you may have a symptom, but the thing is that it's a symptom. The truth is that you are healed. The truth is that you're strong in the power and might of the Lord. And those symptoms can feel very, very real. In fact, they are real. The symptoms and the pain or the stuffiness, headaches or whatever, that is real, but it's not the truth. Because, again, the truth is that you're healed. So I just want to encourage you, you know, with that, and because I've gone through the same thing. It's like I've told my husband, I said, I don't know why I just feel so drained. But think about it. The enemy wants to drain you, lying devil. He wants to drain us.
The atmosphere is toxic. You can just feel it.
Yes, and you can feel it, and it's strong. But but see, this is part of what God is using. God is using this to bring true intercessors, to bring those and people who have even been interceding, but to bring us into a greater place of authority and power. Because through, you know, obstacles and challenges and things like this, are always opportunities to grow in Him, and to become, like I said, to become stronger, and you know, and as we overcome and become stronger, we affect more people by His Spirit that is in us, and so, so I just wanted to encourage you with that, but also for many who are listening. You know, we just can't come into agreement and it's, you know, get rest, drink plenty of water, you know, do the things you need to do for your physical body and use wisdom. But we just don't want to come into agreement, you know, with what, with the setup here. So I see have the light bulb going off with a lot of people right now, because mm-hmm. we have to remember God is using this time in our lives to raise us up. We're rising up mm-hmm. above from where we've been. And I wish we didn't have to go through this and things like that, but that's part of the journey, and it always will be.
Yeah.
He forms the perfect people
yeah.
in the uncomfortable places. So, okay, so let me pray for you, because the program's already over, but I'm just so happy to be on and be able to pray for somebody. Okay, so, Father, I just lift up Helena to you right now. And, Father God, I thank you that, once again, that you have called her into the kingdom for such a time as this. And I take authority right now over any assignment, and I renounce the work of the enemy right now. And, Father God, I thank you that your daughter, even now, that she's being infused by the Holy Ghost, that the Holy Ghost is taking over her physical body right now. In the name of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus is eradicating every symptom right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that greater is you, O God, which is in her, than he who is in this world, than any symptom. And, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, I speak divine health in the name of Jesus. I speak strength into her life right now. I speak today that the joy of the Lord is going to, glory, that the joy of the Lord is going to consume her and begin to bubble up on the inside of her and begin to flow out of her. And, Father, she'll find a new strength in you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I just felt that. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So call back next week. Call back and give me the praise report, and let us rejoice with you. Something's already begun happening on the inside of you, and it's going to continue throughout this day, and you're going to see something. Hallelujah. So call us back. I love you. And got to go.
Love you,
and I'll talk to you. Okay.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Praise the Lord. Well, God is so good. I know some of you felt from that splash the sparks that were coming off of that. But I just want to pray for you right now. So, Father, I lift up every person who is listening to the program today. And, Father God, I thank you that even in the midst of uncertainties and what we are walking through today, Father, I thank you that you're not surprised by it. Father, that you've already made the way through your Son, Jesus Christ. And so, Father, I thank you that we will walk that pathway of righteousness. We will continue to walk it. Father, I thank you for quickening each and every person and saying to them, this is the way. Walk ye this way. Do not look to the right or left, but keep your eyes upon me. Father, I thank you that they'll hear that and they'll continue to walk through this time. They'll walk through this season and they'll walk through the places on their pathway where they can't really see. But, Father, they'll see you, and that's all they need to see is you. And, Father, as they stay in your word, Father, you said that your word is a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. So, Father, I thank you that they'll know each step that they need to take because of the word of God that is manifesting as a lamp. Hallelujah. Father, thank you, Lord God, you are raising up prayer warriors. You're raising up watchmen. You're raising up a prophetic company of people. Father, you're raising up those who will say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it, regardless of what's going on, because you said in your word to rejoice always. So, Father, together right now, corporately, as your sons and daughters, we rejoice in you today. Father, we rejoice in this day, because this is the day that you have made. And Father, we choose not to dwell on what the enemy is releasing into the earth right now. But Father, we keep our eyes on you. We keep our minds stayed upon you, and you will keep us in perfect peace. And we choose to let the peace of God rule in our minds and in our hearts. And Father, we thank you that we're moving forward as an army in this hour. And Father, we thank you for the victory that is already here. It's already in each and every person. So Father, I pray by your Holy Spirit that you will quicken people to stay in the Word of God, your sons and daughters, to open up the Word of God, to listen to it, to hear it, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And there's got to be more faith than fear wherever you send us. Father, I thank you that each and every person is a house of prayer. I prophesy to the houses of prayer to look up from whence your help comes, and to know that Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your glory, and I release your glory right now just to go through these airwaves and to go into the homes of where people are right now. Father, let your glory consume each and every person right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak miracles in bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak right now that someone's kidney is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that their colon is going to come when they have their colonoscopy. They're going to have a good report in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that allergies are clearing up right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that backs are being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The lower back, the mid area of the back is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. If any of these words of knowledge are, I want you to get up and bend over, turn your body, do something that you haven't been able to do. And I want you to message me if you're on Facebook or Instagram, or you can go to the email, diane@dove-ministries.com. And I want to hear about these praise reports, because I know that God is moving right now by the power of his Holy Spirit. I love you. I speak blessings over you. Join me next week on the 15th. We went almost, 12 minutes over the program today, but next week will be in our program. Tell people about it. There's a new anointing. There's a fresh anointing. There's a powerful anointing, and the fire of God is being released in such a strong way. And so also, any of you who are close to Hillsboro, Texas, I'll be ministering at for the GLOW chapter. It's men and women. It's not just a women thing. It's men and women, but it's the Hillsboro Whitney Lighthouse GLOW International. That's this coming Monday on July the 13th. They have fellowship at 6:30, and then 7 o'clock is when the meeting actually starts. So if you're around anywhere nearby, it will be worth the drive. I'm expecting a powerful move of God. So you can go to my Facebook page and get the information and get the phone number that you need to call if you need to get any more information. And just know that you are loved, you are valued, you are appreciated. Live with a heart of thanksgiving. And live a life of prayer. Until next week, I love you. Bye-bye.